friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Program, we've been discussing many of the names for God and what they reveal about His nature and character. This week we begin a discussion of Logos, the Word of God. We see Jesus described as the Word in John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We'll discuss Logos, the Word of God, today on The Spirit Calls.
Logos, the Word of God, a love letter and instruction manual given to us all. For in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word is God, our wonderful Lord. For the Holy Bible, God's perfect and true Word, His love story given to the whole wide world. God's Word is a lamp unto my feet every day, and a light unto God's solid pathway. Hallelujah. It brings life and joy, strength and healing, and hope to every single person that believes. It can even lead someone to salvation and can cause miracles, deliverance, and restoration. It calms you right down and gives you peace, and fires you right up and encourages you and me. It opens your eyes so you can see clearly, and opens your heart and ears and gives you insight and clarity. It gives you discernment about circumstances and things, and gives you insight about what you need read. It is the source to God's knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, and has the answers to all life's questions and problems. For it teaches us, convicts us, and corrects us, and changes us every day, and keeps us close to God and increases our faith. It gives daily guidance and instructions and every promises to his children and all the help we need, and leads us through our calling right on to our destiny. Read it, believe it, meditate on it daily, and we'll all be changed from glory to glory. Logos, the Word of God, a love letter and instruction manual given to us all.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. My son, my daughter, you are loved, you are appreciated. You are my creation that I have plans, hopes, and dreams for. I have given you a treasure that is more valuable than all of the gold or silver or gems on earth. It is priceless. It is to be sought after more than silver, gold, rubies, and diamonds. It is my letter of love to you. It is the Bible. It is the greatest love letter. It is an instruction manual. It is the greatest story of love ever told. It has what you need for each and every day. It is me, the Logos, the Word of God. Open it, read it, study it, digest it. It will give you nourishment. It will give you what you need to face the day and fend off the devil's attacks. It is your sword. It is your lamp. This is one love letter that you can share with others because I've written it for them also. My love and plans for humanity in 66 books. It's all there. Past, present, and future. I've left nothing out.
dive in. As John wrote, it is me, for I am the Word of God. When I return, the Word of God will be written on my robe. Get to know the Word, and you will get to know me more and more. The Logos, the Word of God.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet, hear your voice.
You're listening to The Spirit Calls. This is Mike. You're here with me, Lori, and Charlene. We're talking about Logos, the Word of God. Question, what does the word Logos mean to you?
Logos means to me the Bible, but so much more than that. I have to go back to John 1:1-5, in which it states that the Word was here from the beginning of creation. The Word was with God right from the start, and the Word was God. The Word was really the Bible and God, and was there from the beginning, and it is God, and it was with God, and so it's really everything.
Amen.
And if you open up your Bible and read it, once you've been born again and have the Holy Spirit to help you understand, it will help you through your days. It'll teach you, it'll guide you, it'll be a light to your life. It'll be instruct you. It'll tell you what you need to know. It will make you wiser. It will make you feel loved. It will convict you of sin in your life or areas that you can improve. It's everything, and it's truth.
The Logos, the Word of God, is like, that's literally my security. I mean, I sleep with the Word of God. I put because I live alone, I put the Word of God on each one of my doors. And I have them everywhere. I just love my Bible. I love it so much, and I like to dive right into it when I first get up in the morning. It's my security. I want to give a testimony on this. 2 weeks ago, somebody knocked at my door at 2 a.m., and I was sleeping. I woke up. I said, but you know what? I had the I sleep with the Bible on my heart. So I had I had God's perfect peace in me. I wasn't even scared. But you know that's God. That's not Charlene, right?
Yeah.
So God is good.
You know, I was thinking, what other book could you ever get that if you read the whole book, you know the author, what they like, what they don't like, what their personality is like. You know, any person on earth could write a 50-volume encyclopedia, and you might get an idea, you might get a suspicion of what they're like, but you read that Bible gives you everything you need to know. It shows you who God is, what his nature is like, what his characteristics are like, what he expects of us, and you know that book, you know him, and it's the only book that makes such a promise. Why is the word important? We've kind of touched on this, but why is the word important in our day and age, especially now?
The more we read it and digest it and just dive right into it and eat it, the more we're going to trust the Lord because we're going to get to know him more. You know what I mean? And what's happening in the world today, when you're in God's word, he's going to be our rock. You're just going to believe it, and he's our rock to stand on, you know? And then you won't worry what's going on in the world. And people tell me what happened in the news, and I said, you know what? It's all in the Bible. I laughed. I said,
Amen.
It's all in the Bible.
That's right.
I said, I don't worry. My Jesus will take care of me.
Amen. I used to be a real worry wart until I discovered that truth. And also, it gives you perspective on life, what's important, why we're here, what it all means. It gives you clarity, and it just makes things make more sense. And it will solve your mental issues of confusion or indecisiveness or just any issue at all. Just bring it to the cross and give it to God. And, you know, the word reminds us what's important. And
Amen.
That's what gives you a good life and a meaningful life.
I think of one thing that it does in this day and age. In this day and age, because of technology, there are so many voices out there. There are so many messages out there. And if you're in that word, you know what's of God and what's not. You know how to be careful of those things that are not godly. And you know how to cling to what is of him. And so it really helps you navigate this world that we're in.
Oh, I have to say, yes, that is so true. When I talked about perspective, it took me a while to come around. There's so many, like Mike said, the prince of this world is Satan.
Amen.
And he's out there, and he likes to mess with your mind and make you believe lies and trick you and deceive you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard sometimes. You feel like he's just there to wreak havoc in your life. Well, we know that Jesus was the victor
Amen.
Over the devil.
Woo!
And that you can turn to him because he will always be the victor. And he's right there at the right hand of God, ready to listen to you and intercede for you. And, you know, that is a real comfort. It's a real source of power. And who would not want to have that in their life?
Amen.
Amen.
The verse for today is Matthew 6:19-20. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal.
Amen. That's a good passage, and I've heard it put like this: you can't take anything with you when you go to heaven, but you can send it on ahead. And you know, the treasures in heaven. I remember one time I was with my regular father before he passed, and he was always very much very materialistic, and I remember saying to him, Dad, you know, I'm rich in all the ways that really matter. I'm rich because of having a relationship with God. I'm rich because I have an awesome family, awesome friends, calling in life, and those are the treasures for me, more than the material things that this world has to offer.
There's a thing I saw on Facebook that said you know, have a legacy of faith and love. And I think of that with all my 23 kids, you know, being a living example. And it's like my mother was that way, you know. She truly was a walking Bible. She loved the Lord with all her heart, and she lived it. She lived it. That's the treasures of heaven, you know.
Amen.
Yes, we were just talking about, when I came in here, Church, I was talking about getting rid of things. I know that sometimes it feels good to weed out some of my stuff, because what's really most important in this life is relationship with others and God and your spouse and your family. And so I think that this verse really speaks to me about also you can't take it with you, like Mike said. And when you die, you're not going to bring all your stuff with you. It's not going up there. And, you know, it's just an inanimate objects and things. And it's not anything we should worship or put before Jesus and such. So it does really speak to me. And, you know, it really makes me think of those people you see on TV who a tornado or such comes through their town and they lose everything. And they're interviewed and they say, well, we still have us. And they're not resentful or bitter. They're just thanking God that they're still there and they've lost everything. So I always look up to those people.
What's most important is my God, my kids, my sisters and brothers, and my friends, you know, and the wonderful memories we make every day.
Amen. You know, I was thinking of last night we were watching The Little House on the Prairie, and there was an episode where this guy was there. I think he was from Russia, and all the people in the town were kind of up in arms because of the county clerk was charging them with property taxes, really hiking the property taxes, and the guy from Russia lost his land, his house in a tax auction, but yet he was the only one in that whole town that really had the right perspective that, you know, I come from a country where we're not free, where people aren't free to voice their opinions and their concerns. They're not free to worship, and you have that freedom here in this country, so appreciate that. And treasures a lot of times are things that, not always things that we can put your hands on, but there are things that you can grab a hold of otherwise. So that's made me think of that also. And you can store up treasures in heaven. Anytime you're talking to somebody about Jesus, anytime you're sharing the gospel in some way, sharing your testimony, or if you're even giving to a ministry that's doing that, you're storing up treasure in heaven, and you'll reap the reward here with an abundant life here, and you'll have a reward there with the crown of the Lord has for you.
Also, the treasures of heaven are really the fruits and love, kindness, compassion, patience, self-control. All those are treasures in heaven too. So think of those treasures and love. Most put that before any object or thing you can buy.
Amen. So what does this passage that we shared about storing up treasures in heaven mean to you? Send your responses to mike@thespiritcalls.org. We'll share your responses on an upcoming episode, and you could get a CD copy of some of the music we play here on The Spirit Calls. We look forward to hearing from you this week.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us, and we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey
when the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How vast beyond our measure. God, he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss that father turns his face away as wounds which mar that chosen one bring many sons to
but I will boast in Jesus Christ.